So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up. Feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
Okay, here's the show.
Oh, I'm in the fourth episode of The Boys, too.
Ew, have you seen the face sitting?
I can't believe you haven't seen
it.
Yes!
The face sitting. Yes! Now you're hooked. Wait, it gets better.
Oh, my God.
Wait till the dolphin.
Oh, I saw the dolphin go through the window.
Yes, fucking dolphin went through the window. They were talking horny. He's like, no, I'm not going to bang you to the dolphin.
Yeah.
We're all right now. We're all good. We just need to focus on our health, physical and mental.
Very true.
Hey, it's episode number 38. We're doing this again.
38 up in this bitch.
38. What's a great 38 sports athlete? Kurt Schilling, bloody sock.
Damn. How do you got numbers like that, man?
Kurt Schilling, bro.
He's a badass.
He's a Boston hero.
He's a badass.
It's Kurt Schilling. Well, episode 38, over here to my left, it's not Joe, because he don't do podcasts.
I think he lost a seat.
It's Colleen.
She looks pretty comfy over there.
Joe, I took your seat tonight.
Bye, Joe.
I think he's over there.
Yeah,
now.
He needs to be out there, because he's never here. Bah! Yeah. Bah! And then over to my right, Scott.
Hello!
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 In your beautiful castle again.
Yep.
Got my kids here. All the kids are all here now.
They're loving it, bro. They're in every room. They're going upstairs or downstairs or out back. I mean, come on. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what being a parent's about. Letting your kids be happy.
Yeah.
And they're definitely happy right
jumping
now.
Over concrete walls.
They don't have school right now. They're
playing
they're
in the creek.
They're off the chain.
Yeah.
Like, we're all an emotional, physical wreck.
We have
people
to own
are
that,
losing.
So
we're,
they don't have to.
We're losing our minds. We have anxiety and stress.
Oh, dude.
And the kids are just happy they're not in school.
It's really bad.
Eating pizza.
Yeah.
What a life. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, they're just like, I mean, they've lived it up. They have no school.
Imagine if you go back to that age.
Oh, I know. Like, we never lived in a time to have to deal with this.
No.
It's like the closest thing we could probably compare to is being stuck at home for a hurricane.
Hurricane days.
But you don't have to worry about losing power. And you still have air conditioning.
You don't have to worry about sweating. Yeah.
You have to worry about wiping your ass for weird reason.
Like, literally, these kids do have it made with that. Except my kids, though. They like school. I know they're missing it.
Yeah, they like the structure.
Yeah, they need it.
Yeah. They all need it.
They all
don't know it.
And we need it as parents.
Ava's already done her online homework for tomorrow. All our work for tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Riley's bucking. Riley's like, I don't know how to get online. I'm like, yeah, you little jerk. I'm going to have to make him do it.
Yeah.
I'll just have Ava teach him.
I had our teacher call, or a representative from our school called me today and talked to me. I guess they're putting out on the 31st. There's this whole curriculum thing to, it's just continued learning, but it's not learning new stuff. It's just really going back and going over the things they have learned because that's all they can do.
Right.
And then they're like, whatever you want to do on top of that. And like, I don't know what to do. I kind of like to know, like, what are y'all doing with the kids? Because like right now my brain is like, okay, I want to throw on History Channel. I want to sit here and watch some stuff with them and actually explain it to them and talk to them about it and give them some perspective on some history.
I won't do that.
I want to there's going to be the math stuff that I suck at. So I'm going to have to do some computer program.
Yeah.
That they do some lessons or whatever and watch some videos. What else can you do other than, like, I mean...
You're better than me, dude.
I want to go outside and do some...
Disney Plus.
Let them plant, plants and do some stuff with me, learn some things.
Legos.
Talk about stuff.
Well, thankfully, Declan has Blippi. That guy teaches. Oh, Blippi. I've been watching him with him, and I'm like, I did not know that.
Thank you, Blippi.
I'm learning stuff.
Yeah.
But today, the boys' teacher, well, their behavioral therapist, not the teacher, came over, two of them, to help me.
It's awesome.
With like showing me how they do what they do in the classroom when it comes to like getting them to pay attention and learn and like giving them positive reinforcers and letting them do, you know, it's a lot with kids with autism to get them to focus. And so they're just showing me stuff. So I literally every day this week have somebody coming over to work with both of them. And then Thursday's the only day, like, you know, but that's fine. Cause really, they said like one to two hours of like learning and stuff is really all the kids need. The rest of it is more like, you know, they said teach them like at home skills, you know, cooking, doing, help them fold laundry. Like even if they do a bad job, let them do it. And then you can redo it later when they go.
Those are equally important things. You know, that's a good perspective. Yeah, actually,
they just said, just focus on that. And they're like, and also don't feel guilty about plugging them in. If they want to have like an hour or two on the tablets, like if it calms them down, let them do it.
24 hours in a day.
I'll double
man.
Down on that.
Yeah. Yes. So right now it's like the kids want the tablets. There's from like right before lunch, the 2 hours before lunch, I'm like, you guys can do this. And then after that, like we go outside and stuff. Like they're just trying to survive right now, man.
Like, yeah, they get to go out and be kids in the old fashioned way, in a way.
Yeah.
You know, for a little while.
Yeah, like kick them out.
Yeah.
Kick them out. Like we got Tessie, we got our dog. Go out, play with the dog. Go have fun.
Yeah.
So you have to have a pair at home now. Like two people can't be at work at the same time with the kids.
Yeah.
It's different right now. You know, it's like,
I'm so lucky, man. I got so much help with grandparents, and it's just, we need it right now because.
Yep. Kid's grandpa, he's been out here, you know, working, you know.
Yeah.
He's been doing great for us. He's been helping all of us out.
He was hanging out swimming in that pool earlier, yelling at me about not talking about Orlando Magic basketball.
Yeah, I know.
Let's talk about basketball more. What'd I tell him? Okay, let's talk about the slate of games tonight.
Any of my basketball fans go, why won't Joe and Charlie talk about basketball? For Christ's sakes.
I will. Like, I'll talk about basketball.
I just think it's funny. Like, I get it, but I love it, though. Like, them coming at me like that.
Yeah,
child Nick.
It's good to have grandparents, man. It's good to have people there for you. I'm very lucky when it comes to that. Very, very lucky.
You have awesome neighbors too, right?
Oh, the best.
Like, how are your neighbors acting with this right now? Like, what are they like? You guys, didn't y'all have some like group?
They sent a remote control car. I needed salt.
Yeah, that's right. I was making
crepes. Okay, for the kids because my kids love crepes, and I always put salt in it. You got to put some salt in the crepes. Even though they're kind of sweet. And I was out of salt. I didn't have any salt. Who runs out of salt during an apocalypse? This guy. So I texted Dave.
A healthy person.
Yeah, David. I texted Dave and Rose. And Dave's like, yep, coming right up. And next thing I know, there's a remote control car banging into my front door.
That's so awesome.
And I'm like, what is happening? And I open the front door and it's a remote control car. With a shoebox on top.
Yeah, it looked like toilet paper rolls.
With a face mask on the front of the car, sitting there ready with salt. And I was like, man, I love this neighborhood, man.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, his daughter, Tracy and KT, they live right next to them. They're awesome, man. I got great neighbors, man. I love my street.
Like Derek, he has a remote control car. If I asked him for something, there's no way he'd drive that thing all the way down here to me.
It was so funny.
That's awesome.
And he was sending stuff to people's houses.
That's great.
He's just bored, you know, and he's one of those guys that he's always got to be doing something. He's always working, you know, and he just.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. Wow. It's good to have good neighbors. There's a lot of.
Colleen, you got good neighbors?
Yeah. I mean, we don't really interact with them too much. Yeah. I mean, the two that are across from us are super old. So, like, they never, ever leave their house.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about what happened last week at my house?
Oh, we haven't talked about that on air yet, have we?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, the police.
Dude, so,
Yeah. What the hell?
So I guess there was a stolen car in Cocoa. The police were chasing this guy on a high-speed chase. He ended up turning down
end up in your neighborhood?
My street, which is like...
the worst one.
Like, It's a cul-de-sac. We're in a neighborhood that is filled with cul-de-sacs.
And it's like slow.
So like we've never seen any kind of police action on our street. My husband comes in and he's like, Colleen, there's like 8 cop cars in front of our house right now.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, did I do something wrong? What is going on? Like 10 years ago, I might have been really worried.
Bring me something to flush. Bring me anything to flush.
Yeah. So I look out and there's a car parked in my neighbor that lives across from us. And he's the one who like ambulances are there once a month, probably, you know. Wow. But
oh man.
So we're looking and then all of a sudden we see the canine dog get out. All the cops are out. They got their weapons, you know, drawn. And I guess the guy went into the other neighbor that lives, because the way the cul-de-sac is, the guy was in his backyard, and I was like, they were all in that area. And then I look, and our neighbor directly to the right of us, this guy Chris, he's outside talking to the cops with his younger kid. And I'm like, Jeez. Well, it must not be that crazy if he's outside talking right now. So I told my husband, I'm like, you go out there and find out what's going on right now. It's like, I got to go put a bra and some clothes on. I got to come outside.
Gosh.
So like, finally, I come out there. You know, we find out all this is going on. Meanwhile, the canine must have gotten the guy. He bit him because this guy screamed a scream like I have never heard in my life. And it was so...
Try to do it.
I thought it... I couldn't even if I wanted to. I thought it was a woman at first.
Let's
and then it was just constant. Like, and then he's like, get off, get off. And then they did. And the guy comes out and I see him handcuffed. I posted pictures of it.
Yeah.
They had to call an ambulance for him. And at this point, all the police in Titusville must have known about it because the cops' cars were lining the streets.
Man.
So many police.
Wow.
But thank God, like we saw the arrest report the next day. And this guy, he had a weapon on him. He had drugs on him. He had, like, it was all of this list of stuff. And all I kept thinking was, he could have just turned left and been in our house.
Been right
in our backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And he probably would have been shot and killed because my husband would have came out and shot him.
Yep.
But our kids could have been playing in the backyard.
Yeah, like, you never know, man.
It could have been
know.
Anything. They just happened to go to bed early that night. Like, they had already, like, two of them had passed out on the couches, and we just went into bed early. Any other day, we would have been outside in that backyard. Wow.
It just goes to show, like, any given time in any of our lives, something shocking can happen.
But thank God for the TPD, man. They were on it. Like, this guy didn't even stand a chance.
Yeah,
that, like, they just, and that
play,
canine, whew. Oh my God!
Yeah,
like,
I want to hear the yell. Let's hear the.
I can't.
If it's anything like the Sumo Luki.
No, he was no Duke of Somalehi. Yeah, I can tell you that. But man, like, I have never been
I
more.
I swear he screamed that.
More impressed. It was.
We just met Scott's neighbors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, all my neighbors have been awesome. By the way, like, all my neighbors.
Did
are
you
super,
meet Jay?
Cool. I have not met Jay yet.
Okay.
I met next
Jay and
door
Lynn.
To Jay, and across the street from Jay. Next door, Greg over here next door to Jay.
Okay.
So I've met everybody but them, but we've waved.
Okay.
They've been out there.
You've
they have a leaf.
Afar.
They have a leaf blower sucker thing. That's
oh, yeah?
Like, I guess they have a lot of leaves because they've been out there for days doing this shit. Like, they must be bored, man.
Well, they just moved into that house a little while ago.
They're doing a great job. I mean, it looks awesome. Like, I want one of them. I've been watching them do it. I'm like, I want one of those. I don't even have a tree that I need one.
Oh, my God.
I just got to have one now.
You can blow your car off after you wash it.
I could park my car, my truck in my garage.
I just saw that. Like, when I pulled up, I'm like, wait a minute, where's Scott? Charlie's the only one here. I'm like, oh, well, there you go.
I spent like, I was up to like 1 in the morning. Saturday
How long will that last, though?
The man.
It's
I've
hard,
never
man.
Had a garage
make it
with
last.
A car that's mine.
Yeah, it's
with
hard.
The pollen,
married,
make it
got
last.
It.
Yeah.
Her car got the garage. I've never had a garage.
A garage.
I'm going to leave it alone.
A garage.
Joe's not here, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, you can go there. That was bad.
Ain't that right, Joe?
Yep, it's me, Joe.
It's
Joe
cool, too, because your truck's huge.
I know. I didn't think it would fit.
Yeah,
I really didn't.
I didn't. I was shocked.
And he's got room. He's got room in the garage.
I can, like, fat wiggle from the front and back of it.
When you go from having to park outside forever to having to be able to park in your garage and walk directly in your house, it's a new level of, like, feeling.
Yes.
Like, if it's raining out, you know, you can get in your car.
Yeah.
If it's like,
I need
you
to
just,
do that again.
You don't have to worry about the pollen. You don't have to worry about, like, my kids running down the street. You're going
to love
it. I
don't know how to
it.
Do it yet. Yeah. I get out there and I open the garage door and I'm like, I just don't have the right, like, flow of.
Oh, you will.
House, garage, truck. Out of here.
But you got to keep it that way, though. You got to keep it clean.
I got to remember close the garage door.
Yes.
You know what
Big
I mean?
Big time.
I got to close the
garage
door.
Yeah, you better remember
door.
To do that.
That's important.
It was so weird because, you know, for so long I lived like so poor and just by myself. And when we had that, I said to Brent, we were driving home one day and I was like, I just want to like be grateful for the fact that we can just pull in our garage because it was raining and everything.
Yeah.
So then we pull up to our house and the garage door wouldn't open. Oh. He goes out to try to open it and it was broke. The spring broke on the inside on the same day I said that. Like, what are the chances? I'm just trying to put out to the universe that I'm like, I have gratitude for these small things that people take
when
for granted.
When that garage door doesn't work, man, it's like a panic to get it to work again.
Yeah.
You can't have it not
work.
You got
to remember how to do it.
Gotta call out Precision Garage Doors. Come on out.
Get your ass out here.
Freaking spring.
I know, man. And they make it look so easy, but it's not.
I know.
And it's not.
I know. Shout out to Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
But, yeah.
But so about my neighbors there, Charlie, what did you do?
Well, I had to go to my car to get something. And they're right there walking their beautiful pit bull. Oh, my God. She was beautiful pit bull. Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, hey, are you the new neighbor? And I was like, sure am. Hold on. I said, let me hold on. Let me get Scott, honey, come here.
You really said it like that?
And I came bouncing 100%. Out.
100%. And they're like, oh, yeah, we just moved here from California, too. We actually, we're going to look at this play. And then I'm realizing I got a friend shirt on. I got flip-flops with painted toenails.
He has painted
and
toenails.
And Scott
right
comes
now.
Bouncing out. Whee!
Oh, my God.
And we're talking.
Skipping out of the front door.
They're like, yeah, we're from Long Beach, you know, California, la, 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 just hanging out. We look at this house, and Scott took over the conversation. I just sat there and looked pretty.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Charlie
like,
has a French shirt on.
The guy,
just for
what,
me,
what
guys.
You say? He looks like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, he does.
He had a mustache. He had a mustache.
He's got like a thick caterpillar man mustache.
This side or that side?
They actually live in the street with the lighthouse.
They look like they're from California.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But like California from the early 90s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mustache is.
The mustache. it's a Selleck.
His mustache game is strong.
He can Selleck. Yeah.
Well, they hopefully they love the gay couple down the street.
Yeah.
So
now I got to like keep this going, right? So whenever I say, hey, guys.
Yeah, you got to keep it going.
How are you? Oh, Charlie isn't here right now.
They probably have a bunch of hot girls that they could hook you up with and you're just
going
to.
Oh, I've
totally
already offered to like
chance.
I said, we already talked about going over for a party, I think.
Yeah. Scott was inviting himself
to
their house.
Myself. Yeah. Yeah. Because what did they say they have?
They have
Jello shots for
Halloween.
For Halloween for the adults.
And Scott's like, well, I'll just come over. Like, it was bad.
I'll be by. I'll bring something.
Ooh, Joe can be your secret lover.
You are my secret lover. You started.
Oh,
this.
Joe's the husband.
You can't just foist it.
No, hold on.
You
no,
can't
no, no, no,
start
no, no.
it and then just
I'm,
like
I'm the
like
hus-
frolic out of it.
I'm the husband, and Joe's the bear that you cheat on me with.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Maybe we're a trio. Maybe we have a thruple.
A thruple.
Three bears is a thruple.
Thruple is a couple that has three people in it.
Oh, no way. Oh, that sounds terrible.
It's pretty crazy.
Is that the polyamory?
What
is
that
what that is?
That's a college, isn't it?
So,
isn't that a technical school?
A husband and a wife, they'll bring in, you know, either the woman or the male will bring in extra partners.
Really?
As lovers.
Yeah, but I think like a thruple is an actual like three people trying to like work together to be a thruple.
A cup pack.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know anything about this is because I on stupid fucking MTV. I watched that damn show. What is it? X on the Beach.
Oh,
you ever seen that?
No.
They have these people, they come in and they bring their exes and they try to hook up with new people. And then some of them selfishly are like, well, I like you and I like you. And if you guys aren't cool with that fact, then, you know, move on. And then they're like, we can all work together. And it's like, what?
That's a strong move right there.
Like, for real. You can't even believe the guys that can pull this kind of stuff. But they do.
Damn.
And they leave with like two chicks or a dude will leave with a dude and a chick. It's like.
You don't think it's a TV thing? It's a TV.
I know that a thruple is a real thing.
I'm saying like on the show.
On the show, I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
but
okay.
They have people from the challenge go on there, Charlie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, mindless TV like
that. Was happening.
What's the most mindless TV show? Like
the mindless?
Just like a embarrassingly bad TV show that you don't even want to talk about.
I can't. Like,
I have
the
so
Osbournes
many,
is the last one that I really like. I was into the Osbournes.
Yeah, Colleen's into a bunch of them. I can tell.
You don't even want to know.
One of my favorite, like Mandy Moore, was on an episode of the Osbournes. She hung out with the Osbournes, and I judged her. I'm like, why are you hanging out with the Osbournes? Like, these kids are crazy. Like, both Osbournes were crazy on that show.
And so Osbournes, your guilty pleasure? Is American American Pickers isn't a guilty pleasure, right? That's a great show,
right? At least
you
can learn stuff on that.
Yeah, that's a good show.
The Frontier, the Alaska Frontier shows, where they're out there like living on the land.
Hey, Guy's Grocery Games. I'm going to say Guy's Grocery Games. I love it.
Supermarket
so
Sweet, bro. Get those packs of ribs. Packs of ribs.
Colleen, you're being really quiet. Tell us. Go.
Brent hates Tuesday nights because it's not only Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, that's a terrible show.
What is it?
I love it.
It's a terrible show.
I'm Googling that.
Those people are awful. Are the most awful of all humans.
I know, but I love it. And
Vanderpump?
Don't do it.
And then Siesta Key, that show on MTV that I'm hating myself for liking because it's just like the hills for this generation.
What are these people?
Bering Sea Gold.
But Brent watches The Curse of Oak Island on that night. So
I won't
watch
that.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, I swear the treasure's going to be there, and it's never there.
Like,
fuck that show.
And the guy, every time,
it's too demoralizing.
We found a stick, and he's like, could this be a stick used by the Knights Templar from back in the... I'm like, well, could it have been? Come on. Are you reaching a little?
Yeah, come on,
it's like
man.
Zach Baggins on Ghost Adventures here.
Dude, man.
Did you hear that creak? Could it be ghost of Al Capone?
It's like the Sasquatch people that chasing down the fucking squatches.
Oh, like the ghost hunters.
It's like there's a squash over there. It's not a squash. It's a squatch.
I used to watch Ghost Adventures all the time, and now it's just to the point when I'm laughing more than I'm into it. I gotta stop this. I'm
not into
any
of those. But I don't have cable anymore, so I'm.
What's the guys that lived in the woods in Alaska, and they're a family?
No idea.
And they had four boys or something.
That was
girls.
The Duck Dynasty was like that.
Well, Duck Dynasty.
I've never seen it.
Those guys were making the duck calls down in Louisiana.
Okay.
And they were just
that was popular.
They hunted. Yeah, they were huge, man.
Why?
You know, at first,
Their duck calls were the best.
That's why.
And they were rich, and then they were able to turn into a TV show.
I think
sounds terrible.
Honestly, I can tell
Uncle
you,
Si was good. I liked
the first season was good.
I liked it,
and I watched it because a lot of it reminded of me how I grew up. Because
doing duck calls?
My dad hunted, and all the guys he hung out with, his best
Everybody
friend
hunted.
In the gun store. We used to hang out in that gun store as children.
Okay,
yeah.
This was looking at that, it really did remind me of how I grew up.
They had a family dinner and they prayed every night, so they had their religious, tone to it, and it was very popular.
And then it started to be a lot of the same stuff, and then you could tell they were overacting things in certain situations.
It got stupid.
And
it got
really
political even.
Yeah,
you know?
So I just stopped watching it, but it just, a lot of things reminded me of growing up in a family
of hunters.
The dad
there, he's a very vocal, and he was a preacher, I think.
Yep.
And I think he kind of overstepped and said something. Things that were kind of and people all shied away real quick from that show, and then it kind of disappeared.
Oh my god!
But
Dog the Bounty Hunter, man.
Dog. Oh, dude, I used to love
that. Crap. His wife died, man.
I know.
Beth Chapman or whatever.
Like
cancer, right?
He's off the rails now.
That show, man.
He already proposed to another woman.
Jesus
really? Christ!
Yeah, he did
that
on a TV
is
show.
Gnarly.
Oh, it's a funny show.
Like he cares. These people are going through it, and he talks to them.
Yeah.
And dude, he's animated as hell, bro.
Well, he has to be. He's got a look to him. I could see Joe having that look.
Joe?
In 20 years.
Like, if Joe would dress like that for Halloween just one time, it would make my day.
I can't even imagine Joe with hair.
I know, but a mullet?
God,
you know Jim has a mullet now at work.
I saw it. He looks like a
that's a good
female
mullet.
PE teacher.
That's a nice
mullet. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, going for the female PE teacher look, huh? It works. You pulled it off, buddy. It was so good. And he was so cool. He was like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
He's so awesome.
He owns the fuck
out
of
it. He did.
He wears it well, too.
God bless him, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get away with it.
Oh, my God.
I think only Jim could pull that off, man.
I say it all the time. Like, only Jim. Yeah. He still needs a girl, though.
He's one of a kind.
I don't think he's going to get one with that mullet.
I never know.
They come out of the woodwork.
Jim's got an iPhone and a mullet now.
Yeah, he goes down
to... Girls should be lining up.
He goes down
Camaro.
He goes down to Oak Hill.
Camaro, it's over.
He goes down to Oak Hill. Just throws a fish pole in the water. Never know you come.
No, I was picking the letter. Just get a Camaro.
Oh my god!
And drive up and down Hog Valley.
Yeah, just with the mullet down. You have to have the like the fucking eagle on the fucking hood.
A bitchin' Camaro.
Yeah. Fucking Pontiac.
Scott, what do you watch that's guilty besides your Alaskan Bushman people? You got to watch something that's like
The big one that I watched was when they were the crab fishermen.
Is that Deadliest Catch?
The Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, that's actually that
show.
Wow.
That show, I was all in on that show.
I don't even know if you should feel guilty about that.
That's a pretty cool show, man.
That's I feel like I could go up there and operate a boat and get some crab.
No, don't do that.
Probably not.
Like, I think we need to go this way. That's all they say, dude. They just guess. They're like, oh, this last year over here was good.
So dangerous.
It is very.
Like, I cannot imagine.
Can you imagine those huge waves and you're on that boat?
No,
like,
I cannot.
That's like the ice road truckers.
Oh, dude, that's another good one.
I can't watch it, dude.
Dude, I watched it.
Stressful.
I'm in logistics, okay, for a living. So I was interested.
Your job's almost as dangerous.
I'm the little asshole. I'm the
that
asshole
makes them go that way.
I'm the asshole that's in the little dispatch center in the little heated, little telling them where to go,
relaxing, eating some peanut butter cups.
Yeah, they're out there putting in the work, seriously. Yeah. And it gives me when they're driving so slow and you're hearing the ground crack.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I lose it. Like, I can't watch that show, man.
Yeah,
it gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it's stressful.
They even had the ice road truckers. They send them down to like Argentina or Peru or something where all the roads are on the mountainside where you barely have.
Nope.
And they got these shitty ass fucking huge trucks that these people, use every day to deliver shit. That gave me even more anxiety. Like the Ivor truckers on the sides of cliffs. It was crazy.
It is. Like even
madness.
Like driving on mountains alone freaks me out. Like I don't drive. Like Brent thankfully has done all the driving when it comes to that. I hate driving. But like for real, some of those mountains when you drive on,
crazy.
It's like how you make this curve and you're just praying to God somebody in on the other side. Like you never know.
You
don't.
It freaks me out.
No, thanks.
I don't like driving through the mountains and all that stuff. Even
stick to Florida and the flat plains that we got
here. Y'all ever watch the one with the gold with the what's the gold one?
The Gold Rush.
Gold Rush. Remember, he's got the what was the first thing? There was a funny thing that there. It's at the bottom of the.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I just unfortunately know way too much about TV. God,
it's called the honey pot or the honey or something or the.
Yes.
And
yes.
He used to say it all
every
the time.
Every time they talk so dirty, and the only reason, the soup. I used to watch the soup with Joel McHale, and he would make fun of it all the time. He's
it's so good.
Yeah. I wish I knew.
It's at the bottom of like a fountain, like it's like.
I could call Brent right now, and he would know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
This is bothering me.
Because it sounds so like the glory hole.
The glory hole.
God, that's what it is.
You know, we're gonna talk about the glory hole, and I could not that boy was gonna get to that glory hole. They killed him
with that hillbilly accent.
Then you had the old man that was like a fucking legend.
We're gonna go deeper into the glory hole.
And then you had the son. Remember
what are you
grandson?
People watching?
Oh, dude, this is great.
Charlie, I only knew Gold about Rush. It from the soup because they would make fun of it because the guys, the way they talked on there, it was so like.
They go out there with just some, like, they just go out there and dig.
Yeah. They still
dig some holes.
On the same thing with the Oak Island, man, the stuff he says, it's like, oh my God, we're going to go deeper. And I'm always like, that's what she said.
Oh my God.
It's wild, man. Those are the type of shows, though, that I'll get stuck on a little bit.
I've watched that Gator show, the one where they go after Gator and they're in Louisiana. And the ball got hit over there. You can't understand a word.
While.
He sounds like the head coach of LSU.
Did all those shows where they had all the people getting
the gator trappers and everything?
I watched that for a little while.
I watched that and it was all right.
Do y'all ever do, like, okay, Antique Roadshow?
Nope.
Do you ever get stuck on that?
I've seen some. But yeah, I don't never know, like really. Watch it all
it's
the time.
It's on Grandma's Boy.
I do like
remember when they
I do
were
like,
stuck watching it forever.
I do like Pawn Stars.
That Pawn thing, Stars,
oh, yeah,
I watched that
watch
for a while. That was good.
Pawn Stars is pretty good.
That was pretty good,
they
actually.
They got some cool stuff on there.
But that one, that one show, I just couldn't stop watching it.
So much trash TV, and I love all of it.
I'm so glad I don't have kids, especially all this shit going on. Like, I don't find out anything unless I do that Facebook page, the Facebook page I made.
For the coronavirus?
That's it. I don't even care. I get all my news through Facebook and Joe Rogan.
I've purposely not been going on to Facebook.
See this idiot post on there?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one who tried to get me in trouble.
She tries to run pages. She's an idiot.
I've been staying off of like the news. I've been
how sad I'll are people's
watch a little
lives
bit of it, but hey, by the way, I watched the Joe Rogan podcast with Duncan Trussell. I started cracking up laughing with Joe Rogan with those dark glasses. Yeah. And he had this little space suit. And he was like having sage
and burning sage. Demons be gone.
They were having these serious conversations about like deep, like
that's pretty good.
Oh
man,
like if you want, that's so good, so good. There's so much good content out there to keep people busy while we're all stuck in home.
Yeah, I'm not, which is a good thing.
Lowe's and Home Depot are just popping off. Like, I've gone there a few times, and there's just people loaded with plants. Everybody's working on they're stuck at home.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it, and it's warm out. It hasn't rained at all.
Yeah, working on your yard's a good thing, I guess. Get out there and get it done.
Yeah. I've been eating like shit, but I go out. I've been running.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, put that shit somewhere, man. You get stressed out, you know? But I've been eating like a fuck.
I want to start jogging my neighborhood here.
Yeah.
I am going to.
Well, you got the golf cart. You just golf cart.
I'm going to golf cart it, but I'm going to run
it. Do you have a golf cart?
Yeah.
He does.
I didn't know that.
Let's ride it right now.
We can go ride it.
Damn.
We can go around.
Fuck this podcast. Let's go ride a golf cart.
I even got adjust the mic stickers on it.
No. Yeah. All right.
I got a little headlight. I gotta like bling it out, and I gotta get some like neon lights for it and everything.
You go right in front of Jay's house right now and just start honking.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jay, exactly. Get out here. Meet your neighbor.
Get your ass out here. Come get on the podcast.
Come to my area.
Come to my general vicinity.
Jesus Christ.
Get over here.
Oh my God. I'm never gonna live it down.
All right. You wanna take a break?
Yes. Take a break.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Bye.
Session this afternoon. This session is about to begin.
Oh, I heard something now.
Hello. Okay, I heard something
it's me.
Too.
Everybody's back.
Are you gonna make me a snack tonight?
Guess who's
you gotta
back.
Make snacks.
Back again.
What time is Publix closed?
Guess who's back?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, man. You ain't gonna make it.
6:41 right now.
That's why I had to go before I came here because I needed to get some pull ups.
I want snacky poos.
Did you know that Publix sells just containers of buttercream icing?
Did they really?
Yeah, I bought one.
I don't need that in my house.
Ooh, what's the worst thing that you've bought? Is that the worst thing you bought?
I'm going to probably eat all of it when I get home tonight out of just pure depression and frustration.
Do you know they have Oreo popcorn now?
That sounds really gross.
No, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Everything Oreo is unbelievable.
Are we up and running?
Are we back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we're back from break, and we have a couple of young ladies here.
Hey!
Allie, she's 47 and a doctor. Yep. And Ava, she's 39 years old, and she rides horses professionally.
Yep.
So, guys, what do you think about this whole corona thing?
Woohoo.
It's serious.
Woohoo, no school.
Are you scared?
Not too much. I have a fear that the duck that follows me might have it.
Here we go with the duck.
I've never heard of this, but you know, she's been with her mother for a week, and this is what I get back.
I saw
a duck. You saw the duck? Okay, I'm going to back off and let you guys discuss the duck.
Yes, duck. I saw the duck.
He goes quack, quack, and he follows me everywhere. He watches me.
He was in the air banks. I saw him.
Maybe the duck's your guardian angel looking out for you.
Or maybe he's trying to get you.
Is he like an evil duck? Does he have a name? Is he Howard?
I don't know. I think his name is Frederick.
Yes.
Frederick?
Like, yeah.
Wow. Oh, he's a fancy duck. Okay.
Yeah.
Where did Frederick come from?
Does he wear a tie?
Ever since I tried duck for the first time, I just had this
feeling. So you ate one and now you think they're coming back to pay you back? Like, yeah. And get you back?
Yeah.
So do you feel guilty for eating this duck?
Yeah.
Would you ever eat a duck again?
Nope.
Why
the
not?
Duck tastes so good.
It is good. Ducktail.
Woo.
So, are you guys excited to be out of school or not?
Yep, sure am.
I'm happy, kind of, but I'm not happy about the corona, and I'm gonna miss my friends. Well, some of my friends.
Not all of them. No. Just some of them.
No.
Just all my. Wait. Just some of my friends.
Not your friends. You don't.
No.
Like.
Okay. All. Okay. All my friends. Okay. That came out wrong.
What about your teachers? Gosh.
Yes.
I bet they miss you too.
I think online school for the couple of weeks we're gonna be doing it. I think that's. I think I'm gonna like it a bit better because I can do the things I want to do quicker.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, because like you're pretty fast with school, right?
Yeah.
So like you want to get it done and get it done right and get it done fast and move on.
Yep.
So she can teach Riley.
No.
Can you teach my children? Because you're probably better at it than me.
Yeah.
Help me. Allie agrees.
I can homeschool Allie.
Yay.
Perfect.
And the duck?
Well, Frederick can come along too if he wants.
All right. Allie?
Frederick, if you're listening,
be my friend.
Oh my God. Wow.
Don't eat me. Be
this
my friend.
This just took a turn.
So, how's it been hanging out with moms?
Cool.
What'd y'all do? Did you get to hang out with anybody? You just quarantined, just you?
Went on the boat.
That's right. They went out on the boat and stuff.
It was busy because there's nothing else that you could do because you can't go to the movies. You can't, like.
I saw pictures of the river and the boats, like ramps yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a problem because. Oh, yeah.
And it was really funny
because we're not taking it serious. And now we're going to lose that privilege now, too.
Yeah, it's all going to be going away.
Yeah. I mean, Titusville, that was ridiculous yesterday. April posted some pictures and somebody, your friend, posted a video on that, on our page, right? Jared had a video going down, like, towards Playland Beach of all of the vehicles, literally.
Just everybody's out.
Everybody.
Having their spring break. I mean, the beaches, I know they closed Playland, but, like, Cocoa Beach and all that was just packed.
Jared's a whistleblower?
Full of people.
You just posted a video, man. It was, like, just crazy.
Snitch.
Oh, like, come on.
Like, Allie, what do you think about being home and not having to go to school? I mean, does that make you happy? Do you kind of miss kind of going through the, going to school or no?
No, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I bet you guys will miss it in a couple weeks.
You guys can be bored. I'm going to make you guys like do so much work around here.
Hey, Allie, how you like this new house?
It's great.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
You like your secret room for your art studio?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what you do.
Ava's moving in.
Yes, I very much am.
Awesome.
I'm moving into the vents.
Into the vents?
That's Frederick's room.
Like, what do you guys are doing? What do you guys do when you're bored?
I watch Netflix.
Stranger Things. Yep.
Yes.
Just Stranger Things? There has to be more you watch on there.
I also watch Disney Plus and YouTube and TikTok.
Okay. What do you watch on Disney Plus?
Random things.
What's your favorite so far? Like, do you watch like the old school movies or do you watch all the new stuff they're putting out? Do you watch TV shows or?
I mostly just watch, it really depends how I'm feeling on what I want to watch.
Did you watch Frozen 2? They released it like 4 weeks early so people could watch it.
Yeah.
Anybody see the new Jumanji?
No. Yeah.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is that on Disney Plus?
No.
Ah.
No, it's out though. You can buy it or rent it.
I think it's on Redbox.
Yep.
When you guys say Redbox, do you mean like you're actually going to Redbox and getting a DVD?
Mm-hmm. People still do that.
It's so weird because I don't have a DVD player anymore.
I just got one for $20 the other day. I've been watching all my old CKY videos and all my old Chappelle Show videos. Yeah. It's kind of nice having a DVD player a little bit.
It's weird because my kids broke the one that we had and I just didn't get another one.
I have iTunes. So I can just rent from iTunes for like $3.99.
Yeah.
The movie, you know. So I'll just do that. But Redbox is cheaper. What is it, $1? Mm-hmm. It's smarter to do that.
Passing all that coronavirus through the DVDs. Don't leave me like that, Charlie.
Look at that evil.
But I'm just going to keep this mic away from me right now.
Oh, that's too funny. Should we get the boys in?
Yeah, you guys kind of are getting a little boring. You're not saying anything.
You're just like,
the boys are evil. Don't bring them here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. She usually does something weird before she leaves.
Okay, you guys burn up.
Goodbye. Watch out for Frederick the Duck.
You guys are spooky.
Allie, you look mad.
You guys need to go away.
Frederick the Duck.
Oh, my God. Go away. Go away.
That's my child, guys.
Wow.
And that's definitely Charlie's child.
Named the episode Frederick the Duck.
Oh my gosh,
that is.
I don't even know where
kids.
This comes from.
Go get the boys.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. The boys are up there watching Minecraft videos. They might be too locked in.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Speaking of the boys.
Oh.
You know, man, it was one of those things that everybody was giving me shit to watch
so
this show.
Good. It's so. Good.
And I was like, nope, I'm not doing it just because I'm cool. And I was, oh, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
What did you think when you saw the face sit? Like, what about the first episode when the guy holding the girl's arm?
Oh, my God.
The guy just runs right through the body of that.
Unbelievable. Is it? It's right.
Then he's using drugs to beat the other, the European fast guy. Or
that's
whoever.
The oh shit moment. That part, you're like, oh, my God. What kind of show is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Well,
man.
Now season two's coming out with the Homelander dude is
when?
Like Superman.
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. I can't wait. I don't know, though.
That's the problem with these shows on Netflix and Amazon. You watch it, and then you have to wait so long for the next season because you end up binge watching it.
Amazon
so
has some really, really, really good shows.
Yeah.
Amazon really does have some good content out there.
Yeah.
That doesn't get talked about nearly as much.
Uh-oh. Guess who's here?
What is that?
Silas.
Silas, what are you putting on your face?
Silas and Riley. Oh,
why don't you put on that headset over there, buddy?
Oh, here we go. This is going to be fun.
And then talk right into the front of the microphone there.
Okay.
What's going on, dude? Riley, how you doing, man? Adjust the mic, sucker.
Say something. What do you think about the coronavirus, guys?
Really, really bad.
Yeah. It
really,
is bad.
Really, really stupid.
It is stupid. I agree.
What do you think about no school?
Fun. Me too.
So you're happy there's no school?
Yes.
Yes.
Does that mean that we need to make school at home and make you guys do a lot of work?
No.
No.
I think that's going to happen, though.
I think we have to do that, right? To help
no
you guys
work.
Learn?
No work.
Well, okay, we either have to do schoolwork or housework? Like, we got to make you mow the grass.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe rake leaves.
Okay, schoolwork.
So schoolwork, okay.
Schoolwork because you can get the day off.
What?
Yeah. What?
You can do that.
You're not doing it right then.
No.
Schoolwork so you can get the day off of real work?
No, because once... 2:30 p.m. We can have no more school.
Oh, so you only have school till 2:30 p.m. But what if I made you do work from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. like mow the grass and pick weeds?
No.
Do laundry?
No.
Fold laundry?
No.
I told
them
to fold laundry when we got here. To like, here's your clothes. Put them in your drawers and organize them. He just stuffs all every, like, shirts are in one, pants, and they're just completely just obliterated in there.
Riley helped me clean the cabinets the other day. All the Tupperware cabinets.
Did you really?
Throw stuff away.
Right. Riley? Will you teach my son over there how to do stuff like that?
Okay.
Yeah? He doesn't know how to do any of that. I think he knows how. He just purposely acts like he doesn't.
And he cleaned the bathroom.
Did you really? Silas, did you clean your bathroom yet upstairs?
Still too new.
I wasn't here for a long time.
I know. You've been out having fun.
So I have not.
Okay.
Silas, do you like your new room?
Yes.
Do you like your secret attic room?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think we should turn that into?
A studio for your band?
No. I don't know.
What about a video game room?
No, we already have one.
Wow.
He laughs. We already have one.
What about a gym?
You want to lift weights in there?
No, it's going to break.
Are you watching TV now, Silas?
Cool story.
They're both watching TV.
All right. Maybe the Cartoon
Are these
Network.
Mushrooms
would be...
fighting? Oh, this is Teen Titans. I understand. Always watch Teen Titans. All right, guys.
All right.
Well, do you guys have anything you want to say to all the people that listen?
All five of them?
Seven.
Seven.
Nothing, Riley?
They got nothing.
Wow. Dead air.
Get that magic eight ball and start asking some questions.
Hold on. I got something.
Okay, let's hear what you got.
This is the best podcast ever.
Aww.
I hope you like it.
Thank you, buddy.
Good job,
buddy.
So cute.
Well done.
You're the man.
You're the man. You did well today.
It's good.
Go vacuum.
It's good.
Go vacuum.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Well, two of our kids, one of yours and one of mine produced.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You guys are doing something right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
50%.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's so funny. Riley's always like, can I do the podcast? And he does that.
He's so shy.
Yeah, he's
it's
shy.
So cute.
Allie does too. Allie's always got all these ideas. And if she knows that we're not really recording,
she'll
be over there talking all kinds of things and sitting there and talk to me. And like, whenever we get on here, what does she do? She goes, meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah. Makes these weird sounds and does all this stuff. And it cracks me up because that's who she is. You know, that's her. That's when she gets shy. That's her shy.
Yeah.
That's her shy defense.
Man, this is really good without Joe here, huh? He's so dumb. Why is he even on the podcast?
Well, what is he doing? He's out actually saving people right now.
No, he's not.
He's a first responder.
He's a first responder. Have for some respect.
He did say that.
Are you guys serious right now?
No, he said
Do you know who you're talking to?
He said he was a first responder.
Yeah, he did toot his own horn because he's an asshole.
And he
not saying anything about what I've been doing.
And he went to...
humble, buddy.
Yeah.
Humble. Be sure. Humble.
It's true.
You're in charge. Look what you're doing from your house, making the ways of these truck drivers to get all these goods and services out.
I am mad at Joe for one specific thing.
Uh-oh.
When he showed up in his work attire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where were my fucking Mexican pizzas at? I ordered 12 of them.
Oh, that's right. You did order
and
them.
I think
But didn't he come straight from work, though?
That's why I think I don't have him.
Yeah, because he's not going to carry those around.
That's why he's not here. He's at home.
He's eating your Mexican pizza.
He's dodging the pizza.
Let's be honest.
I can't get that.
I'll take four of them.
I bought some. I got 16 of them. No, eight.
And you already got them all?
I got eight of them.
And you already ate them all?
No.
What? What's going on right now?
I have eight Mexican pizzas at my house.
I have zero.
But you ordered 16.
No, I bought eight.
I bought 12.
Did you buy 12?
Yeah. I just haven't seen 12 yet. And I don't think he has 12 left.
Oh, man.
You know, you're better off. We need to get a hold of Shauna.
The good old Joe Runyon. That's the end.
Shauna's the one who's organized.
Personable, nice, funny.
She does. She responds.
She's
all of that.
She's everything that Joe's not.
She is very true.
You go through Joe, you go to Shauna, and she gets shit done.
Yeah, she's good people. Yeah.
Shauna came yesterday.
When you go to Joe, it's Cumberland Farms.
Shauna
when
yesterday.
You go to Shauna, you got 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Shauna, speaking of yesterday, I had my last shift at work until all this blows over. And people, man, I love you guys so much. So many people came out and supported. And I saw Shauna. I saw my first good customer, my favorite, Donnie was there, and then Lincoln showed up. There's just so many. I can't even name them all. I think every one of my regulars that I love and keep in touch with, they all showed up and showed me so much love that I was in tears by the end of my shift, man. I couldn't even believe it.
Anybody that's heard me talk about having you on the show, or have heard that you're on the show, or seen that you post about the show and us, anybody who's come to me like that, just they talk so overwhelmingly positive about you.
Thank you.
And I don't know you very much other than just doing the show and then through just mutual friends.
Yeah.
And I can see it, a million miles away. Like, seriously, like, you're one of the most positive people to be around. Like, that's why everybody loves you. That's why you're so popular up there. So when all this comes back around, you know, no matter what, like, you're good.
I hope so.
And you have these so many people that support you and that care about you.
Yep.
And it shows, and it's natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's natural.
It's not forced.
I genuinely care about these people, man. Like,
and they care about you equally and deservingly so.
I'm going to miss them, because that's like my social interaction time. It's not just like, yes, I make money doing it, but like, man, I would work for free just to like see these people and talk to them, because they're let go and I know about their lives. They know about mine. And it's just like,
like, the service industry as a whole is just in complete shambles, because how do you prepare to not serve it? I mean,
right.
You're a service industry.
Yeah.
This is so unprecedented, and so many people are going through the same emotions.
Yeah.
You know, in different ways and forms, but I'm an optimistic person, you know, but I really believe as if we can just take that time and really separate and do the right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get through this. I think the other side is going to be beautiful. You know what I mean? I think we're going to learn a lot from this. Hopefully that it's going to open the eyes of younger people, that we need to make sure that we know that we need to put an importance on stockpiling and having safety protocols in place for these type of incidents. Cause you know, we look at, you know, a lot of other negative things that happen, whether it's a hurricane or other natural disasters. Well, this virus is natural as well, and it's a different type.
Yeah.
But it's much more deadly, and it can spread much more easily and much, you know what I mean? And this is a wake-up call. When this is all said and done, and you know, whatever that time is, when the vaccine finally comes out, and this is going to be one of those things that people talk about for a long time, and we have to learn from it, you know? And we'll be fine.
It's just weird, because it's like you have this... I don't know. I'm so torn, because it's like, you know, I wanted to work and I wanted to, you know, do whatever. But then at the same time, like, I know that I need to be there for my family and stay home and stay inside. And like, it's like, oh, I get to stay inside of air conditioning with cable. And like, I have everything I need to survive. Like, you know, like, I just need to do it and get through it and push through it. But now it's like,
I feel guilty because I did this yesterday. Man, I got to go to work tomorrow. Instead of I get to go to work tomorrow. And yeah, and you think about that, and I was sitting with somebody that doesn't have a job right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just no matter how bad it's getting or how bad it is, it could always be worse. And just count your blessings, man. Right now, everybody I know and love is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want it to stay that way. And then we'll figure out everything later, you know? Just be happy with what you got and understand. Listen, the biggest thing about this whole thing for me is perspective. This thing has changed my perspective on life so much. Like, what we can do regularly in day-to-day life.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even go out to eat.
No.
You can't even go, people that go to church, can't go to church. You can't. It's crazy.
It really is.
So when this all gets up and jumping again, my perspective on all this, I'm not going to take certain things for granted. And I've made the promise myself that shit's going to stop, because it's, when can we all go out and hang out? We can't.
Right.
Yeah. Which, you know, sucks.
And some of the happiest families that I've ever been a part of, you know, or known, like my friend, you know, my friend Derek and Larkin and all them. Like, growing up, like, they're all teachers, you know, at the schools, and people that work out at NASA, you know, work out at the Space Center in some fashion. They're all professional, but they all, like, every Wednesday, they would go to Dogs R Us and eat as a group of, like, 20 to 30 people. And then us being the little, you know, high school kids, it wasn't for us, but as we got a little bit older, then we started, like, it started becoming for us, too.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there with these older people, and every single Wednesday night, having a blast. You never see these people except for Wednesday. You don't know nothing about them. I've never been to any of these people's house, but every Wednesday, that group, because of, you know, their friendships, and then they bring people along, you know, then they do it elsewhere, and they're all happy people in life.
Yeah.
We have that. Like, we have all these, you know, positive, good things. We just need to be there and have fun with each other and take those times.
Yep.
And cherish them a little bit more. You know, the kids, you know, getting to play and run around. Yeah. We're so into our own lives that we almost, like, get away from that sometimes. Mm-hmm. This is a time for us to actually put that in perspective, like Charlie was saying, make it better.
Yeah. You know,
and make it a priority when it comes back to have that family and those meetups where we...
This year's been... It's been crazy, dude. This has been a fucking... This year's been crazy.
I know, man.
If you'd have told me a year ago... What happened to me is happening right now.
Yeah.
With everything, with, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Which is I mean, I'm good.
I know.
Really good. But it's, you got to count your blessings, man. Be happy where you're at right now.
Things change so quick.
Yeah. And you got to, you can't let shit, you can't just go, you got to keep fighting for it. You know, you got to keep going, got to keep working.
Yeah, you really do. And if you let up for a second, you're going to get upset. Right back.
You have your time to get upset. You have time to go through it. And then you pick yourself up and go fucking handle your business.
Yep.
You know, and that's why, you know, you got to have people in your life that'll stand by you to do that.
Yep.
Huh.
And we all have those people.
Yeah, we do.
So we have a lot to be fortunate for. And,
yeah, we do.
You know.
Yeah, this would have never gone this good if Joe was here. Right?
We would have been off on some kind of random...
Yeah, he'd have been talking about, I hate Harry Potter.
He really does dislike Harry Potter.
He does not like it.
What's wrong, Harry? What's wrong?
I don't know.
Him being close to me, and I think the voodoo doll helped, was I started to hate Harry Potter. I kind of like Harry Potter. And when he was here talking about negative, I'm like, you know what? I don't really like Harry Potter anymore either. And it's like, then he left and I like shook my head. Now I'm like, wait a minute, I do like Harry Potter. What the fuck?
I mean, like, I just haven't watched the movies. Like, I actually have them recorded on my DVR so I can watch them. Like, and I want to.
They're good.
You go to Universal Studios, Harry Potter Land is like,
what? Perfect time to do it, man. Perfect time to do it right now.
So it's like, I mean,
it is.
Are they open?
He doesn't. No. I'm talking about
watch the movies.
Like, I'll watch them. I mean, but yeah, he dislikes Harry Potter, and I guess that's his thing.
Like, that's something me and my kids, there's only been maybe 3 or 4 movies that we've ever sat down and really watched.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Because my kids, just like, we're not on the same page of movies. Like, Allie has watched a few more with me. Mm. But like, I really want to get into some interesting stuff with both my kids during this time, because I'm going to be home with them. I'm going to be working from home. They're going to be here. I'm going to make them watch like History Channel shit.
Yeah, but
I want them to learn some stuff, but I want them to go out and be kids and have fun just as much.
Play, you know? Guardians of the Galaxy and tell them that's history.
You know what shows?
That's real.
So when they go back to school, they'll be doing essays on Rocket
Raccoon.
It's like
those memes. I'm going to tell my kid this was so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, Allie, like, she told me, I asked her about the toilet paper. Right? Like, shortage? I'm like, did y'all have toilet paper?
Yeah.
And, you know, at your mom's? She's like, I think toilet paper is... Okay, it's... I'm going to fuck this up. Toilet paper is needed for us to go to Mars because there's a lot of asteroids out in space and we need to be protected.
Smart.
And paper beats rock.
Strong move.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
She rock, paper, scissors analogy, God. Toilet paper to space travel.
Oh, my God.
And that's when she came with me when I asked her about toilet paper.
That's...
Mysteries at the Museum. Have her watch that.
What?
It's on the Travel Channel, but it's a good show.
Okay.
It'll teach her some stuff about museum. Like, it's...
She goes on YouTube and watches, like stuff on, like, pyramids... Or just weird stuff. And
that's cool.
And she just like, and it's great. I do too. I'm the same way.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
And it's just funny that how she comes out with what she's learned from.
I like that stuff. And then I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians right after.
Kardashians is better than Vanderpumps.
Do you guys ever
shut your face?
Uh-oh.
If you had to compare, if they were doing a Road Rules challenge and it was the Vanderpumps versus the Kardashians,
I would watch.
Who's winning?
I would watch Vanderpump. It's more exciting. Kardashians used to be really good, but now it's kind of like you already know what's going on because you couldn't just see it on.
Hey, what the
fuck? Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
I don't even
know. Maybe I want Joe to be here. What the fuck's going on?
You don't want to know anything about Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
It's just, It's his family that has a restaurant.
Well,
something.
I don't want to know nothing.
I will tell you this from, you know, all the Real Housewives
people,
like franchise, the Real Housewives.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard
whatever.
Of it. Yes.
They're the
Real Housewives
of
Beverly
of
Hills.
They're the
all
stars.
Lisa Vanderpump. She was on it. She just quit last year. Lisa Vanderpump owns like four restaurants in Los Angeles.
So they're just terrible.
One
people.
Of them is called Sir. And it all started with these servers that worked at Sir who are in their 20s and just living in LA. Mm-hmm. And it followed them around. Well, the show got huge, and when that show got huge, the servers got huge, and then their lives became even bigger and bigger to where now they've opened up two more restaurants since the show started.
Terrible.
And like these people,
they're not open right now.
They are like, probably not, but they're so into themselves and like their looks and like just, and their drama is just so crazy. You can't even believe it. It's like. It's a guilty pleasure, but I love it.
Jersey Shore. I'm going to add that to my list.
Oh, I still watch it. You see,
I'm
going
to add that to my list of
Mike's
early
situation.
Shit.
Okay, me
I'm
too.
Sorry.
Mike just got out of jail, man.
No, I heard.
Yeah.
Dude, cabs are here. The fucking Vinny and the cabs and the shit, dude. Just
have
on,
you
man.
Seen
God,
the recent ones where Mike just eats and eats and eats so much food? Like, he goes and orders legit everything on the menu. I just said legit. Damn it, Devin Durham. Kids at work, I pick up on their language and it's like,
legit.
It seeps into mine.
Man, this Tracy Ann lady's fucking crazy.
Are you still on Facebook? Charlie?
She's a bug, man. That poor girl. I hope she gets help. Terrible people in this world. What an idiot.
All right.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
That's a good ending.
Hey, Joe.
I love you guys. Thank you for being there.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Anytime.
I needed
I'm glad
this.
I'm glad.
Thank you for coming. Go eat your Wendy's.
It's been a rough day.
Go eat your Wendy's.
I will do that.
I'm kind of jealous. I want some Wendy's chili now.
Playland of people, I'm gonna miss all of you. Uh-uh.
Wait, hold on.
This is over.
This isn't.
Don't
over.
Get Wendy's breakfast.
This isn't over.
It's so good.
Oh God.
Wendy's has a breakfast.
They have.
I'm going to Frosty when I leave.
They
here,
have
right?
like a honey chicken biscuit. They have like a buttered chicken thing. They have a maple bacon.
Oh my
chicken
God.
Biscuit. They have.
Oh,
a,
Rick
a
told me.
Baconator.
My buddy Toughness told me about.
You're
that.
Telling
with
me
an
they have
it.
Food that doesn't like, a, sound like breakfast foods.
They have a Baconator that's with an egg on it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
but you can get.
How
it
did I miss this?
OMG.
Did you OMG?
OMG.
Is it phenomenal?
OMG, it's phenomenal. Okay. The Baconator breakfast sandwich thing. It's no joke.
Oh my God.
It's Wu-Tang. Ain't nothing to find.
I'll get back on keto when the stores stock their shelves of butter and meat and cheese.
It's so
you can't
good.
Buy any of that shit now. So I'm gonna go eat my chicken sandwich and buttercream frosting.
Yeah, Oreo popcorn for me tonight.
Nice. Well, pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Duke is Amalehi.
Bah. Bah.
Screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more.
That's just killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!